Next on Radio 4 is this week's Afternoon Theatre. The Proposal is a new play by Mutahar Williams, read by Jessica DeMojo Smythe and Stephen Cramdemont.
Who was that on the phone, darling?
My mother.
Oh, my God.
She's fine. Worried about me as usual.
What was it this time?
Us.
You and her, or you and...
She thinks we should get married.
Preposterous idea. Why?
Oh, you know, the usual reasons, the what if we have kids reason, the what will people say reason, the if you really loved each other, you'd want to spend the rest of your lives together reason.
How long were your parents together?
9 years.
Well, say no more.
We should stop bloody meddling.
So, the old girl thinks we should get married.
Yes.
You proposed to me once.
Yeah, in that weird cafe, after that party in Hampstead. 5:30 in the morning.
You were drunk.
We drove to Beachy Head in your old dushover.
God, I was crazy for you. Every time I looked at you, I went all warm and runny.
And you were wearing that sexy dress like a fishing net. Why didn't you say yes?
I said yes to everything else. Boy, you were something. I used to feel like I'd been in a traffic accident. Still do at times. Why do you ask?
Just wondering.
Is this because of your mother? You always worry after you've talked to her. Your hair or your bank account, your brother's drinking. Let's go out. You're getting serious, I can tell. There's that line appearing between your eyebrows. Chinese takeout. We'll go see Maggie. She's back from the States. I know about you and her, by the way. We talked, and it's okay.
Will you marry me?
Why aren't you on your knees? God, you romantic fool. Where's the ring? Have you got a ring? Bet you haven't. Haven't had time, have you? Not since you talked to your dear old mum.
It's nothing to do with her. I want to marry you.
There's that line again. Naughty boy, you let your face go long. Come on. Chinese takeout, my treat. The answer's no. Enough of this nonsense. Why do you want to marry me? We're perfectly fine as we are.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, darling, I love it when you make definitive statements.
I'm serious.
Yes, well, I'm not, frankly. There's much too much fun to be had. Darling, come on. Let's go out and have fun. Don't go all sulky on me. I won't let you have me later.
You're such a brat.
Yes, but you do love me, don't you? How did you introduce me at that awful preview last night? To that funny MP man? Huh? Meet Delia. She has the finest breasts in Islington. Have you done a survey, by the way?
Why won't you marry me?
I've already done marriage, dear, remember? Once is more than enough. I'm sure you'd be a better husband than that awful Toshack person to whom I once plighted my gullible troth. You're certainly more athletic. And for a Guardian reader, you're quite intelligent. But I don't want you as a husband. Or anyone. I don't like the role and I don't like the script. And that, my sweet, is that. Now, please don't propose again. There's a good boy.
I'll sit down and stop bloody frothing.
Ooh, I do love it when you're masterful. Makes me feel all dizzy between the knees.
Right. I just want to tell you what's on my mind. I know it's a drag. I know it's not what you want to do, but I'm going to do it. If I can't, I won't let you have me later.
I'm all ears. Well, for the time being.
I've been thinking about us, and it's great. I love being with you. We fit. But it will get difficult. Sometime in the future, it'll get difficult. It'll get so we don't want to see each other anymore.
Darling.
And when that happens, we'll probably do the civilized thing and just say goodbye. It's been great. Thanks. You have the CD player and I'll have the Mac.
I bagged the VCR. Oh, darling, you're confusing me. One moment you're proposing to me, the next moment you're dividing up all our possessions.
That's how it will be. It gets difficult. We walk away from it, and there's no reason not to, if that's what we want.
Well, if that's what we want and we agree about it, then there's no problem, is there? I'm trying very hard, darling, I really am. But I can't for the life of me decipher quite what it is you're trying to... Well, say.
No. Well, I'm not too sure. There's something I'm trying to understand that I haven't really understood yet. So I'm trying to work it out as I go along. Anyway... It's hard with you because you make me laugh all the time.
I'm terribly sorry, darling. I'll be good. So, there was something that you were trying to tell me about. Something that you hadn't yet quite understood, but you were hoping that the act of telling me about it would help you understand what it is and would presumably, or hopefully, enable me also to understand whatever it is you're going to be telling me quite soon. Does that help, darling?
The thing is, when it gets difficult... Yes, that's it, that's
it. Good.
Shh. When it gets difficult, it means there's something that needs to be worked out. It means having to confront whatever it is that's hurting the other person. And, well, clearing it out so you don't have to hurt the other person anymore. And that's the really difficult bit. Having to face things in yourself that have been there, maybe ever since you were a child, and acknowledging them, and everything. I'm sorry, darling, I haven't quite got it yet, but you see what I mean?
So, as I understand it, you're asking me to marry you so that you'll be forced to embark on a long and arduous journey into the unmapped forests of your psyche. And I, presumably, will be forced to embark on a similar journey. Willy, as it were, nilly. I say, darling, is this something you picked up from that awful men's course you went on? I mean, the whole point of a civilized lifestyle is precisely to avoid trekking around in unmapped forests. Awful places. Gosh. Do you know, darling, I was thinking for a while back there that you were proposing to me because you, well, loved me. Silly old me. Silly old, soppy old, romantic old me. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my goodness me. Tittering sounds from the balcony. Sloane Square meets the New Age, retires to a quiet apartment in Bournemouth.
You remember that film, The Breakfast Club? That girl who had dandruff and hardly spoke?
I do indeed, darling. Are we still on subject we were discussing with such devastating lack of clarity a moment ago? Or have we moved on to the topic of films we have seen? I'm just trying to get my bearings, as they said in Singapore. I say, that's rather a clever one.
At one point, she said, when you reach 30, your heart dies.
Yes, darling, she said encouragingly. I remember.
I'll never forget that.
Indeed. And why not, pray? Tell me, please tell me. Or, yes, darling, a memorable moment indeed.
When she said it, you made this funny little cry, like a yelp.
Perhaps I just sat on some popcorn.
And you grabbed my hand as though you were... I don't know, scared or something. Well, I don't want my heart to die.
Of course not, darling.
But I can feel it happening. I'm not vulnerable like I used to be. I'm not so alive. Inside me, I can feel it.
Perhaps your sperm count's falling.
I just see us walking away from one another. I know I'm not making any sense. And when we do, we condemn ourselves to staying the same. Just getting older. Yes, a relationship based purely on what we want. It's too easy. It's not something we have to work for. It's not solid. It's not dependable.
Perhaps you should consider a vol, though.
Oh, well. I tried.
I don't think there's any such thing as marriage, really. It's like Guy Fawkes Day or Santa Claus or the Royal Family. Something we made up ages ago for reasons that don't matter anymore. It's old, it's worn out, it's over.
No, they're cultural. Marriage isn't.
Oh, really? What is it then?
Spiritual.
Darling, you want a spiritual relationship with me? Nobody's ever wanted a spiritual relationship with me. Come here and let me fondle you.
Certainly not.
Your father abused your mother for 9 years and then left her for a checkout girl from Tesco's. And here's your mother telling you you should get married. And here's you telling me that marriage is a kind of spiritual odyssey or something. Well, I'm sorry, darling, but none of it makes any sense.
No.
So we're not getting married. We'll carry on and see what happens. I don't want to lose you, darling.
No.
Where are you going?
Out for a walk.
In this weather?
I need to think.
Oh, darling, I do wish you'd stop thinking. How about I do us some nice omelettes, and you get us a nice bottle of wine, and we'll take a nice long hot bath together and do naughty things with Badidus. And then afterwards, later, you can think.